Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
We're stopping it. We don't have time for the full intro. We are under the gun today with our guest, Kieran Bartlett. Thanks for giving us your time today.
thank you for taking some of my precious
time. See, to be fair, we could have about 20 good minutes of conversation in the bag. We covered it all.
I was super early this morning.
Super early, yeah. I was surprised when I pulled up.
I was sitting there. Did you see me doing that in the car?
I didn't, no.
As you were driving past, I was literally doing
raves.
All this and all and nothing. And I was just like, fuck you.
I didn't see it. Because
concentrating on that corner.
That wee bit of road is like a fucking hazard perception. You'd just be like, oh, I'm fully safe. And then just like Ben Lorry. Or like someone's coming out of Murdoch's with pipes coming out the side of the
20
thing.
20 people running out of one of these fucking do-it-yourself gyms.
Yeah. You know what I
mean? All gyms are do-it-yourself.
Exactly.
That's why I don't like them. Going in, handing guy £100, going, you do it.
I thought a PT was, you do it for me. not the way it works.
You do it for me personally.
Yeah, personally trained for me. I have fucking emails today. You just sitting on an assault bike, just idling. You're just coasting. You done?
Still a protein shake.
I wonder, there's a market for a PT that just talks normally.
Oh yeah, definitely. Just somebody. Have you ever had the ones that yell at you?
Yeah, they tend to try and be motivational by yelling a wee bit.
I don't like that.
That's me at 7. And you're going, I'm counting these. It's 140 kilo above my face. I know exactly how many I've done. I'm not going like, just belting them out going, many is that?
That's one so my wife doesn't die. That's one so my family house doesn't burn down.
Yeah.
That's one for, like, that's the way I count. Do you do that? Do you motivate yourself by doing, like, mad promises to yourself?
No, I have.
I do that.
I have. No, that shit hits me, like, in the middle of the night.
No, I
put my head in the pillow and go, like, how would I defend this house? You know? I don't like summon the rage when I'm doing workouts where I'm like, you know, someone's trying to attack my family. And I'm like, I have an ability to go like drone mode.
I don't
know where that's come from. It's probably a psychological defect to just go a different place.
I only have emotion mode, which is, I hate doing this. What else would I hate? Terrorists coming into the house. if I don't do this, everyone dies. You know what I mean?
Are you at the gym at the minute?
No.
No? It is shit, like.
It is shit. I should be. Well, no, I should be.
I've hit 36 now and I have a new theory.
What's that?
I'm like, people are always like, oh, I'm going to the gym, gonna get better shape and blah, blah, blah. Just be stronger.
Just be stronger?
Just be like strong,
emotionally
yeah.
or physically?
Just physically.
Right.
I think strength is the one that gets you.
Strength and mobility.
Mobility, yeah.
I have great mobility.
But then that's dangerously close to getting actually fit. That's
one bit away from vascular.
But you should definitely just be strong.
I think I do you know what I'm going to do Edinburgh now and
I'll see you later.
Yeah. I've already had the last rites. And I'm going to do Edinburgh and then when I get back I feel like I'll take a wee bit of me time, a wee bit of let's start with a walk and see how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Walks are hard enough to get when you're busy.
It's fucking rare.
I go into the gym there and the guy's like, did you get your 10,000 steps? And I'm like, when the fuck? Unless you want me to do laps of my house in the dark.
I think one of the only times I've done 10,000 steps was the day we did near 20 in Brussels. I want to fucking commit. My wee feet.
In Brussels? Oh, I used to go to Brussels.
For a day. My wee feet, no. I have wee geisha feet. And whenever when I came back, mate, they were all, one of them was all like it had been fucking...
All bound?
You know whenever you set like pork fillet in the pan?
Yeah.
Just to brown it before you oven it? And it goes...
Yeah.
And like claws back, that's what my foot was like because it had been walked on so much that day.
Yeah.
Hated it.
I can remember having whatever watch I had on with like a wee... what do you call it? Step counter? And... actually did a charity walk up sleeve honored and I came back down and it was only like fucking 9,000 or something. I was like, get away the fuck.
What's it like going up there? I've never been up there.
I wouldn't recommend. I wouldn't recommend. It's fucking, no, it's a struggle. There's a video of your guy Chris McNaughton doing it for charity, and he's like a competitive strongman, and he's not built for that. And I'm not built for that. That first bit through the woods, nearly before you hit the sort of pathy bit. The first bit through the woods, worst bit.
Really? Yeah.
You're like 15 minutes in. You're like, is this not the top?
And how long does it take to get up to the top?
I can't really remember. 2.5 hours.
Fuck off.
We hoofed it.
Is it easier coming back down?
No, because the one we did was a fucking it was a charity one for leukemia, lymphoma, NI or whatever. So the whole point of it is a midnight one, or a twilight walk or something. So you go up in the light on a summer's evening. It's like a Van Morrison song, and then walk back down in the dark. But we were trying to be
your new mate's Protestant. We're
I fucking hate this. Get up and get back as quick as possible. So the last quarter of it was in the full dark, but it was shy. I rolled my ankle about 15 times.
Mate, do you know what I would, seriously, do you know what I'd rather do? A wee chip. Just sit in the house.
Yeah.
I'll give the money to people that are doing that. That's what I do. I'm the money guy.
Yeah.
When it comes to charity stuff, yeah. I'm like, here, what do you need? Here you go. You want me to do a gig? Where is it? On the flat? No problem.
Yeah.
Fucking don't make me dander up a mountain.
But for some reason, you don't get as much praise.
No. You'll never, say if you gave somebody swimming the channel £1 million to do it, no one cares about you. They care about the guy doing the swim.
Yeah.
And I mean, fair enough. Apparently it's very dangerous. I only found this out recently that's really dangerous.
Swimming the channel?
Yeah.
Really?
Swimming
the open sea for hours on end?
I mean, obviously it would be dangerous for me. But people talk about swimming the channel for charity.
Yeah.
And I thought it was slightly riskier. Slightly riskier than, say, doing a dander for charity. Yeah. But only slightly. Because I'd be going, surely you're training for that. Surely you're doing sea swimming all the time. Mm-hmm. Thus mitigating some of that risk. Well, apparently it's just it's one of the busiest shipping lanes or something in the world.
Oh, really?
So apparently it's just
swimming up a motorway.
What?
It's swimming up a motorway.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. It's doing your charity down there, down the fucking Westlink.
That'll be so hectic. You're dark. I'm focusing on the cardio, I'm focusing on the stamina. And then you're I totally forgot about
Staniline. Yep.
And they're big, they take ages too. You have to just tread in water. You're letting them out. Go on ahead. Go. Don't wave. Just go.
Jellyfish just fucking eating your cock. Apparently, that's another nightmare. Apparently, the Vaseline themselves dry up. Do you know this?
Goose fat.
Is that what it is?
I think so. I don't know if they use actual goose fat anymore, but that's what they used to use.
Jesus
Christ. Goose fat.
What is it? See, even if I was fit, stuff like that doesn't appeal to me. It's human endurance. It's charity. I go, just give your money over and fuck up. Do you know what I mean?
People like a challenge.
I like a challenge, but my sort of challenge that I like is, how many
100 wings in a minute.
How much of this cheesecake can you put in your dick?
I've served a few challenges too. Just
I surfed the channel. That's great.
I think it would take me to be, probably 45. And if I was a multi-millionaire at that point, then I'd start being how do I fill my day?
Yeah.
Kilimanjaro?
Sail somewhere. That's always a weird challenge, isn't it? Sitting on a boat on your own, crying in the webcam.
Do you know what put me off that more than the idea of sharks or drowning? Do you remember your guy Cracknell, was it?
I thought you were going to say your guy Ellen MacArthur. But,
No, your guy, there was one of those, was it Cracknell? One of those rower guys did a big button and he took a photo on the boat of his arse.
Right.
Because he was just on the thing.
Oh, shit.
With salty water up his crevice the whole time. And he took a photo of his hole and it was destroyed.
Yeah, his actual hole is just Gordon Ramsay going, it's raw!
Idiot!
That's mental.
It was disgusting.
Damn. I don't know if I could... Well, I was about to say I don't know if I could row like that. Yeah. I know I can't.
Yeah.
That's mental.
Yeah.
I stuff like that type of challenge, though. I go... It's like people that... people that run marathons.
Yeah.
And then there's people that do I'm running 20 marathons in a month. I'm like, all right. Because the original marathon was for an actual point. Do you know what I mean? It was I have to run from here to there. It's 26 miles in Greek heat. I'm going to get there. I'm going to pass this message on. The guy that ran it, Fidipides, died. Right? Yeah. And I'm going, why do you want to repeat that?
For Fidipides' sake.
I know, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Can I eat a Fidipides?
Yeah. Any Fidipides with these?
Hummus, no doubt.
I forgot about it. Yeah, that was the original story, wasn't it? The guy was like,
he ran, basically went, the Persians are coming and fucking
was dead. He just the intern where they're like, who? Right, I need someone to
can anybody revive us? We fucking
are you doing anything? Him. Run the fuck, run 26 miles and tell
he's
come.
Are you doing anything? Go and ask him back at Athens for a long wait. It's a long wait we need.
Tartan paint.
Go and see if you can get some skyhooks. Go on. I love it.
Just foaming at the mouth.
Bring me, see if I'll give you a bucket of steam, you mad cunt.
Sure, there's loads of them things you're not supposed to be able to do. Like, is it that documentary Icarus or something? About the doping?
About doping in cycling?
Yeah.
Nah, that's fucking
I'm pretty sure there's a line in that, or I've seen some cycling thing where they're just like, yeah, you shouldn't really physically be able to do the Tour de France.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, it should kill you.
Yeah.
So you need something.
Yeah, fucking right. But they're all on it. I watched that. Basically, that documentary is like every cunt that's ever strapped on a professional fucking bike outfit.
Yeah.
Is fucking
full of juice. Pumped.
Yeah.
Must feel great though.
Mate, I've said this for years. I want them to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I want, see if you're already, right, if you're already amazing, imagine how amazing you'll be with your performance chemically enhanced.
Yeah.
And if you're willing to do that, you're willing to fucking, I know, testosterone yourself so you grow fucking parabolics out of your back. I'm willing to see it.
I mean, what do you remember that old myth about, was it EPO or whatever they were taking? Or is that a band? EPO. There were so many red blood cells in your blood that it was like jam. So you couldn't even really sleep too long. They were setting alarms and getting up in the middle of the night to get the blood moving again because it was just surging around them like fucking relish.
That's like what I have to do with jizz. You know what I mean? Just get up in the middle of the night, get it moving again.
Fucking, yeah. I was going to say, just like, you know, pro cyclists and the larger gentlemen also should get up in the middle of the night.
Just to get the blood pumping
around their fucking body again. It's so gay too, isn't it? Like, I did the best cycling. You know,
it's rare, like,
absolutely no upper body. Just two giant hard cock legs.
Fucking Kim Kardashian's hole on him. This fucking wee skinny fucking dude up at the top.
There is that
it's
photo.
Like the worst mermaid you've ever seen in your life.
There is a photo of a guy's legs at the end of the stage, and the bottom half of his legs completely rancid brown, white guy like, and then the top's like milky white, and just more veins than you've ever seen. Like the hardest cock you've ever seen, absolutely plastered.
Ron Seal, that should be his name, just Ron Seal.
The yellow jersey, Ron Seal. I like those old fucking Tour de France things where, what are the action? Oh shit. The old Tour de France things where, they would hand them beer.
Right.
You know, they're like on a fucking mountain stage pumping away and some guy just holds out a wee Stella. And he's like, cheers, lad.
Fuck me.
That probably would get you going a bit more than
I used to know a guy that would watch the Tour de France. I'm like,
my dad was big into it.
Like, I don't get why you watch it though.
My dad be on Eurosport from 6 a.m.
But like
drinking, like,
I don't get why you would watch that. It's not a great spectator sport, is it? I mean, surely it's sort of like a wee bit like F1, where it's like every now and again there'd be an overtake that you want to see, and you should watch the start and the end of any stage because that's when there's going to be mad shit, and you might see a fucking. I mean, why are you watching it? I know why I would be watching it. Is hoping for one of them 20 cyclists.
The pileups, like, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They look sore.
Oh, mate.
You know when you come off a motorbike and you just go, yeah. You go, oh, that looks sore.
But it sounds sore whenever 20 fucking skinny fucking big fat holes.
It would just be all, it's all annoying.
It's all knees on the fucking
It's all like isn't it? Fingers hitting spokes and cutting your chin there.
Yeah,
you know, like fucking ugly.
The old school over the front of the handlebar.
Yeah,
cup. Yeah.
And they fell in the fucking, you know, the thing with the near hip bone or something. Yeah. You know, like just
looks like you've been uppercutted on Street Fighter.
Yeah,
just that one. I remember kids getting that. Remember?
Aye.
Around the street, like.
Oh god. So we're definitely not doing the Tour de France.
No one's ever asked me. It's weird because I get asked to do gigs everywhere, but never the Tour de France.
I went down a wormhole on TikTok one day. I was scrolling on this video, and it was a girl did, you know, that velodrome cycling.
Oh, what's mate? That's mental.
Just like, in a circle. But it's all power. So, you know, they're doing like fucking massive squats and deadlifts just to get that like straight off the mark. And they showed this girl in like, who was like the weirdest build. She was the fucking weird. She was like a fucking T-Rex, you know, like just fucking massive legs like that. And then just her wee body and then a wee helmet up there somewhere. There's her wee arms. That's basically what she looked like.
Oh my god!
Pair of shorts, no mate. And just all arse and legs. And they filmed it in slow motion, and I couldn't stop watching. I was watching her fucking just like, and as soon as the down force goes on, her leg just turns into like, knots like Hulk. Just knots of muscle.
Yeah, apparently they have. I don't know why I did this, but apparently their wheels are like. The tires on them or something, they're special and have like silk, they're silky or something. I think I read about this, so it'll go even faster along the fucking at wood that they all go around. Is that right?
Silky tires. Hey Niall, known cyclist.
That sounds like a late night show I would do, silky tires with Kieran Barton. It's just fat bellies that are smooth, you know what I mean?
It's like Babe Station.
Yeah.
What are you eating?
On the phone being like, do you like that?
You like that?
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, fuck.
Do you want to drop orange juice on me?
Did you see that ad for Liquid Death, the new one? And it was like... Plastic surgery? No, it was like one that was...
What's Liquid Death?
It's this brand that put out water.
Oh, wow.
They put out water initially, but it looks like a can of Monster or something. But then they have an iced tea one now.
Right.
And they took a review from online, said... This tastes like licking sweat off a fat guy's back. And they're like, so let's put it to the test. And these people are like taking off blindfolds and they're just big fucking guy just sitting all covered in tattoos, like covered in sweat. And then the people lick them things off and they're like, you know, it's like a real reaction. And they're like, so taste that and then lick this guy's back. And they're like, and they're like, what do you prefer? And they're like, definitely A, definitely.
Definitely A.
And this guy's loving it, like just sitting there.
Do you ever see when you go to the cinema and they have adverts on and you see, because it's in the cinema, you can see the small print, huge.
Yeah.
And you realize that like Dove and fucking all those like, what do you call it? Like cosmetics companies and all are doing like soap and cosmetics. When they say like, when they make statements, they have to back it up with research like in the small print.
Okay.
And when you go and you see them in the cinema, it'll say something like 68% of 117 people agree. And you're like, so fucking not really anyone. Not really anyone, but you're telling me, so, you know, makes you look younger within 20 days, some people think.
Yeah. A crazy woman said.
A few cunts agreed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, it should need to be like 100% of fucking 500 people said.
Yeah.
Or, do you know what, 90% of 500. I don't even know what that would be.
Well, you see, the other percentage that don't agree were just, you know, the woman's husband washing his bollocks with... with Dove, you know. In reality, you know what I mean?
And the wrinkle cream on the back. Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, it's like fucking 93% of this product use is someone's partner who doesn't have like his own fucking shower gel. He's just like,
when you run out of links,
yeah,
fucking power up the Olay on the team.
That was like that shitty bit I said where it was like the ad for like the Venus, the, you know, I'm your Venus. It should just be a fella shaving his bollocks in the shop. It shouldn't be this woman with an already shaved armpit like this. It should be a guy just yanking it out like fucking. And for like, it happens the other way around. Like I'll spend major bank on like razors. Then I'll get in the shower and we've, you know, one of those wee trays with like holes in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the razor that I shave my head and face with will be like in this little slot. And I'm like, what's that doing in here? Amongst the other like pink ones, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, fucking.
Yeah, it's been scalped.
It's been scalped. It's been ruined on your fucking hairy legs. I have to go back to my delicate face after you took into your hobbit thing.
So I got one of them fucking. You were there the other day when I got the new Manscaped thing.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Oh, man, I'm loving it.
It's good, isn't it?
I've done my wee conditioner and all.
Nice. I don't even have to do the ad now.
Yeah, that's good. No, it's good. I did that. And
did you do your head with it? Or is that a barber job?
Yeah, no. I did skull and...
You've got a wee fade going on, have you?
Yeah. Yeah, Chloe's very good.
Yeah.
She's very good. She did that and then did a wee bit of beardage. And then I got whipped out the old 4.0 for the deep dive.
Yeah.
Fucking rang up James Cameron. I was like, here, mate, you advise me to fucking, you ever been in the fucking trench?
Speaking of 70 mil, to shave my cock here. niche camera banter.
It's like I'm making the fucking, I was going to be scrapper.
But it is that should be a selling point now. You no longer have to shave your face with the same one you do your bag with.
Yeah.
Because we've got a beard one now.
Everyone has said that. Yeah. Everyone has basically gone, yeah.
Are you sick of shaving your face with a Manscaped with a vague hint of balsamic? Well, they now have a beard hedger.
Balsamic. Oh, man, yeah. See in the summer, mate, oh my God, especially in this type of summer we're having now where it's like just humidity, nothing else, just fucking...
The Vietnamese summer.
Oh, mate, it's disgusting. I get so... what's even the word? It's more than clammy, but probably less than wet.
Bit viscous?
It's viscous, that's what it is. Do you know what it is? It's saucy. Do you know what, sometimes I would put my hand into my sweat line towards the end of the day and it'll be like that first moment when you go to wash out the gravy boat, you know, on a Sunday or something.
There's skin on
it. Just the first minute where you go, oh, bollocks. That's fucking right.
There seems to be a lot of products now that are focused in on how sweaty a man's bag is. You know, they're like, they're like, get these underwear that are like breathable and it's got a wee pouch for your cock and it's got a wee pouch for your balls and keeps them all separated. Yeah. But before you do that, shave them, put on the deodorant, put on the fucking stuff, just all to get that clean bag.
I know. And when you think about it, like
a shower would do.
You could just wash them or you know. Real men like William Wallace were just fucking floating about in a fucking skirt, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean, just fucking letting them hang,
let the air out.
No fucking, I mean, the freezy Scottish air is bound to keep you a dry bag, like,
and young bag, you know, keep it tight, keep it up, you know, you're not getting that sag.
Yeah Oh, there's a case of sag going on in my life, like, you know what I mean. I'm not talking about the Screen Actors Guild either, like, you know what I mean. It's fucking, it's not good, like.
They're on strike.
Hog and sag, isn't that what they call it? Hogs where it goes up the way and sag where it goes down. There's full hog and sag in the same fucking skirt. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking grim.
I mean, you could just make up some absolute lie, like it cleans itself. The way women do with fannies. Cleans itself. Does it? Does it? My dick cleans itself. I had a mate when I was a young teen, lived around our street, and he had a wild case of the smegma, but he thought he was dying and had to go and show it to his ma, and she was like, have you tried washing it, you stinking bastard?
Oh my God.
And he was panicked, you know, he was stressing, and then he just went and had a wash and came back and was like, false alarm.
Imagine showing your ma your fucking cheesy fucking rimmer. Like, that's, yeah. what you want. Like, that's not good, is it? Like,
no. Thinking you're dying.
Imagine going on.
What are you thinking, please tell me? Yanking it back.
Going back to the woman that gave you your first Dairy triangle. Take a wee look at this. Oh, that's fucking grim.
Your doctor just fucking has a wee prescription pad. He's like, it just says Char. Take two of them. A day. Forever, really?
I remember one time I thought I chipped. This is so sad. Like, I thought I chipped one of the teeth.
Right.
And it was just like some fucking bit of dirt had fallen out. Oh. Which is disgusting. Like, haven't been to the dentist for maybe like 8 years. No, I haven't been in like must have been about a year instead of like your, you know, 6 months or whatever, isn't that what you?
I think a year's probably fine.
Is it?
If nothing's wrong with you.
I haven't been in about a year anyway, and one day I went and I had a fucking bit of French bread and the back of something here broke off and I went, bollocks, I've chipped my tooth. Went down, he went, it was like just not tooth. I went, what was it then?
It's a bit of calcified like Ming.
Black or whatever. And I went, I have to do more. I have to do more.
I took a spin around that mouth there while you're at it.
Mate, see, I hate the dentist. See that there, but when they get in with the, you know, all the different wee, it's the high, see the sounds?
Yeah.
They should give you soundproof fucking.
Loads of people wear headphones.
Do they?
Yeah. See, it's very normal.
See the, it's the noise of the fucking out there where I just go, this is gonna fucking wreck, and it always does. My dentist threatened me, she fucking, you know what she loves doing, like nearly getting in under your gum and fucking and I come out, see the bit when you have to gob into the wee sink as well, see the indignity of that whole bit. I hate it.
I play it up. I like, you're making me do this at an awkward angle. I go like just spit it in there if it's a tooth in it. You see, I'm the other way where I don't mind the dentist at all and I'm very calm in it. So they think that they can just get away with murder. Like if you're like, oh, I'm so scared, and they're like, don't worry, we'll be very delicate, and they take their time and whatever. If I'm chill enough, they're just getting wired into it. And then at some point they'll just go too far and I'll be like, oh, ha, ha! Because you can't really scream. I do. You know? And they're like, does that sore? And they're like, yes, blood, you know.
Yeah,
like,
I do this and lie down, yeah. Right? And that'll just go purple and white, right? and every now and again, I'll also just go, like that. And she'll be like, you all right? And I'll be like, and it's all that, you get all that stinking shit. Like,
the debris?
The detritus.
Detritus. Oh,
it's fucking disgusting, mate. I hate it. Like, I feel so sad in the days leading up to it. It's really bad. Like,
are you doing one of these gigs at the weekend here? Sunday?
Lusty Beg.
You're doing Lusty Beg. Soon you see me at Lusty Beg, I'll have new teeth.
Really?
I'm getting, because I've had the
You have good teeth though.
I've been over this 1,000 times. They were too straight on top of each other.
Right.
And I chipped them and then I had them repaired and the guy was like, they'll never repair because they're too on top of each other.
Right.
So I had Invisalign to move them.
What's Invisalign?
The wee trays that like gradually fucking move your teeth. So, and it was just to get these front ones like fixed because I've chipped them a million times. And, but I'm getting them on Friday.
Right.
So I'm going to turn up a Lusty Beg like fucking Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Just fucking ding. I'll not be able to talk.
I have classic Bartlett teeth, which is your two front ones sit slightly back.
Oh yeah.
From
the Gervais.
Those two. And then I have two absolute wonder fangs.
Yeah.
Like fucking vampire style fangs, and then bottom fang.
Get some Invisalign.
I don't know.
It's only £4,000.
Oh, fuck up. No, I'll stick with it.
Some of the shit, there was plenty of times when they were, because they have to, by the way, I never got stuff stuck between my teeth till I got Invisalign.
Oh, weird.
Then they moved them, and like I, you know, you eat something and you're like, excuse me for a moment, I have to go and hoke my
whole. I have to go and take a fucking drumstick.
Yeah. Hoke my whole fucking mouth apart.
I have a couple of them wee spots that I have to like hoke shit out of, and if I don't.
But see when they were awful. See when they were making space.
It's like the bin.
Yeah.
It's literally like the bin.
Yeah. See when they were like making space for the teeth.
Yeah.
They would put like wee files in between the teeth, like a wee ribbon file, and just go back and forth. And mine were obviously quite tight together. So it was like torture. Like, his face is going weird now I'm talking about it. It was murder. And he would, Do you ever floss your teeth and it goes, there's a wee bit of resistance, then it think down to the gum.
Yeah.
He's doing that with a metal file. Oh, so it would go like, oh, a bit of resistance there, and it would go straight in the gum. And that, you know, that's another time when my chilled out nature didn't serve me well.
I hate it.
He would just go into the gum and then start filing back and forth, and I'd be like, and he's like, is that sore? And I'd be like, yes. And then he lifted his hands up, blood on them, and he's like, hold on, I'll change size of the thing. And I'm like, fuck me, man. But definitely, like, a few steps into it, I was like, this isn't worth it. I'll just leave the teeth.
It scares me. Like, I just... I can't convey enough the sadness that I feel before going in. Like, I'm properly, like, for a couple of days leading into it, I'm like, I'm doing things that, things that I've put off that I want to do.
Yeah.
Treat going to the dentist like I'm going to fucking die.
It's a luxury, Kieran.
The dentist?
Yeah.
It is a luxury, but you have to do it.
I remember working on in a TV company in Derry, and they were making a show about Stonehenge, and they found this archer and all this, shite. And one of the facts was they were just like, everybody just died of tooth infections back in the day.
Jesus Christ.
Like, they knew it by the skull. They were like, this boy fucking just big hole in it, like big abscess in his fucking jaw or something. Probably just poisoned him, killed him.
Fuck me.
And you're like, oh,
no. Squeeze that pimple out of your gums, you can't.
So I like to remember that when I'm in there getting molested in my own mouth. But then it is a beautiful facility, you know, so you feel, you're kind of like, this is nice in here.
The clinical vibe of it to me, though, always makes me feel like I'm a wee gerbil being fucked with. Do you know what I mean? Like some scientist just going to fucking cut me up. I don't know. I don't like it.
I don't know.
I hate whenever you get up to leave. And in my one anyway, there's always an awkward sort of like, so 6 months then? But I can't speak, so I'm just looking at her going.
We say I'm in the middle of a long, prolonged process.
You're having like a relationship.
I'm never out of the place. They're asking me to do private gigs. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, corporates. He's like, name your price. And I was like, I will. I will.
Fucking ceramics.
I'll get this money back.
Yeah.
Thriceful
turkey teeth here,
yeah,
and a turkey dinner,
yeah. Oh, fuck. Have you to go soon? 10 past?
I'll give you, is that what time?
I'll give you 2 minutes.
I'll give you 2 minutes.
Sinead O'Connor's dead
at the Raw.
Did you hear that?
Oh my god, I did hear that.
What's wrong? You're about to have a rager.
I am, because hang on, because I might not have to go.
Oh, brilliant!
Hang on,
brilliant. We'll do it live. Fuck it, we'll do it live. I'll pop 2 pouches. See what happens.
These plans.
I have about 20 questions for you here off Patreon, so it'd be great if you.
Right, let's do a couple of these. I can give you 5. These plans.
Oh, you can give me 5 minutes.
These plans, I'm sorry, I hate to sound like a knob. I hate being a knob. These plans have been changed literally more frequently than my monks in the summer, which is saying something.
Do you just have to go up the road now?
Are you still? So.
Oh my god, these boys.
Mate, I am. All do you know where I am?
Hi-do.
Up to Hi-do. Hi-do. That's where I am.
Do you know where I am? Hi-do. Hi. Sinead O'Connor's dead. How do you feel about that?
I feel I think it's weird seeing a lot of people who have never mentioned Sinead O'Connor getting on as if like she was their best mate, and also people who definitely joked about her mental health a couple of years ago, and even when her son passed away, people making jokes, and the same people are now posting.
Yeah,
I remember the first time I saw Sinead. They're also talking about her as if they literally knew her. The way I can sort of go, I remember, you know, first time I saw Colin doing stand-up. Because, you know, I was there and we know each other, so I can call you Colin. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I would never presume to go, I remember the first time I saw Billy do stand-up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know the guy. So people going like...
I first saw Sinead on television, you know.
Sinead with the voice of an angel. I'm like, I have reservations about that too, about the singing. Some of it, fine. Some of it angelic, some of it not.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to slag her off too hard, but I also don't want to over eulogize her either. Do you know what I mean? I just don't get that.
Yeah, there's a very sad gray area there where like, you know, like everyone knew she wasn't doing well, and then her son fucking killed himself, And then that window of just like, God knows what state she was in.
Yep.
And who was with her, or who was trying to...
She had all those troubles as well, where she would have posted things on Twitter. You know, people thought she was going to harm herself and stuff, like before all that too. And so like for me, I just sort of go, it's sad.
Yeah, it's a sad scenario.
Which is saying something, because usually when, you know, a celebrity dies, I'm one of those people that's sitting down with a fresh notebook.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Chloe, it's a musician, bring the guitar.
Yeah.
I can...
She runs in like a guitar tech.
Tina Turner fucking stops breathing. I'm like, bring the keyboard.
You know, here's, I mean, in the hallway of the fucking hospital. Yeah. Oh fuck. Pretty badass though, you know, tearing up photos of the Pope and all.
See, all that stuff, that stuff didn't endear to my parents.
Yeah.
So, therefore, she was not particularly part of my life. You know, I honestly think the only thing I could say I've seen her do was, I've seen the video for Nothing Compares to You about fucking 100 times, and I saw her sing Conor McGregor onto the Into the Ring one night, and that was it.
Yeah.
She wasn't singing India's Ring.
Yeah.
That'd be very different. But yeah, you know. India's Octagon. You know what I mean? Imagine that there. Occasionally it would sound like you're blowing over the top of a bottle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, nothing compares. Didn't work. God.
Needs to be glass, bro.
It needs to be glass. Fucked it. I would have been so good. Yeah, said I wasn't going to joke about it. 2 seconds later. Singing over a bottle of cough, like.
Oh fuck, I thought we were going to end on something poignant there, but we'll fuck them.
Up the rock.
Okay, we'll let you go play football, sure.
Oh, here, I'll do it. Give me a question.
Give me a question, alright.
Give me the best question you've got.
Oh Jesus, how long, bear with. I'm crying now.
If you've got questions though, you can send me, do you know what to do as well, if you want? Send me a wee photo of the questions and I'll answer them all, and you can send it back to people.
Oh, that's mental.
I answer them all the time. I hate not answering them. I did a 15-minute video answering questions the other day.
What the fuck?
How many of them are just going, what's your favourite chippy? See you next time.
No, not even. Man,
what's your best Chinese?
Any good stories from your days with Steer Clear?
Who asked that?
Jackie.
Yeah, I do have some stories. One time we did a gig in Ballantoy and we took a bus up to, what's the beach before you get there? The one, it's not Port Glenone. What do you call it? Fucking...
Benone?
No.
Downhill?
No. Oh, bollocks, whatever. White Sands or something, is it?
White Rocks.
White Rocks, is it? You fucking...
White Stones.
Isn't that just before you get to Ballantoy? We get off there. Port Ballantrae. That's what it's, Port Ballantrae, right? Get off there, walked across the beach, spent the day on the beach, and then walked across the beach with guitars, amps, everything, up through Ballantoy Harbour. I want to fucking commit. Like, to do a gig later that night, and during that gig, our drummer, who was about 16 at the time, was absolutely wiped out of his ditties and fucking fell through the drum kit while playing, just steaming, just like... Straight down through it. Unbelievable.
Steer clear of the booze.
Is he right?
Steer clear of the substances.
And then we did one. Let me see. There was one night we did in, what do you call that bar in East Belfast? The Rosetta.
Mm.
We did one in there and it had a great sound. And after the gig, we started getting accused of all sorts of setting off fire extinguishers and all this, and steer clear to this and steer clear to that. And I was like, I was armed. I did fuck all. We didn't do that. Years later, found out it was a guitarist and bass player from our band.
Oh.
Just fucking around being complete wee dicks.
You just being a wee angel.
And
in
I'm just sitting there going, I was with these boys. I'm fucking fuck off. It's not us. Standing there ready to fucking bait people in the Rosetta to defend our honor.
Yeah.
You know, they were good. They were good gigs, like we would have done in those days. And I thought everything.
What sort
was
of band was Steer Clear?
Pop punk and the emo. And I thought everything was
nice.
No, nice! No, you love it.
You were the fucking. You and Woodsy, same thing.
I will say at this time I had spikes. And
Damn, boy.
The other boys had a lot of that going on.
Did you have the gloves on, the cut-off gloves?
I occasionally, the fingerless would have come out. More often, I would have had like my sweatpants.
The fingerless would have been a good band name.
The fingerless? But it was like the gigs were good because there was a wee community around the band, and we had a website and all, and there was like a lot of people on the chat, what do you call it, message board. And so like there was like people used to come to the gigs and know the songs and all. So it was actually amazing.
Unreal.
And I thought everything was going to be like that forever. And then it wasn't. Awesome. Do you know what I mean? Like the next band I was in never got near that. You know what I mean? But we were gigging all the time. It was class.
Could you realistically start it back up? The same guys.
We nearly, well, it'll be difficult now. One of the boys lives in fucking Australia. We nearly got it all back up and running. I wanted to do one gig in Belfast, one in Dublin, one in Derry. With the Mascara Story, which was another band. Do you remember them?
No.
From that time. And people used to say we had this rivalry and like I was gonna fight their lead singer and all. And I'm like, me and their lead singer are more likely to get together and be like, here's sweet nail polish, bro, right?
What is the Mascara Story with you?
I know, right? So it's like, steer clear of those cheap nail polishes you get in the in shops. So we wanted, like, I wanted to do that, and everyone was going to do it, except for their drummer didn't want to do it, so we ended up not doing it. But it'd be harder now probably to get it going, because lads have got kids and fucking all sorts, you know. Dogs.
Just open at the SSE. With a band, yeah. Oh,
don't you tempt me, like.
Did you have merch?
Yeah, I think there was stuff going more sort of after my time in the band. That stuff would have been happening, you know. We had CD when I was there. The wee EP we made. It's fucking banging now.
I'd like to hear it.
It's literally banging now. There's a song called Drawn Blood.
Oh, yeah?
Guitar solos of doom. Two guitar solos, like a double guitar solo, if you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know, layered.
you know, layered.
Absolutely. Like fucking unbelievable.
It's like I'm in the room.
I mean, do you know what's mental about it? Do I look back on that and go, we were like 16, 17, 18, that band. And it's fucking better than anything.
Better than Zeppelin.
It's better than any musical stuff, any music I've done since. Do you know what I mean? It was great.
Find me the CD.
Oh, I reckon you could probably find it. But yeah, it's great.
Do you have to go right now?
Yeah, I think so. Hang on. Aye.
Right.
Apologies. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
No problem.
Have you anything to plug?
SSE. Do it to me. I have time for that.
Go on the internet. Type in Ticketmaster or whatever. And go.
Kieran Bartlett, Belfast Giant.
Yeah. Buy several tickets for that. Hey, while you're there, type in Colin Geddes Overkill. Go to SSE.
Just buy tickets from Ticketmaster for the SSE for both our shows.
Yeah. Just buy a season pass. Go see everybody. Anyway, cheers.
Thanks
coming
for
on.
Having me, mate.
I'm going to answer when you're gone to the rest of the questions as if I'm you. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Right.
Fuck's sake, mate. You know, I got the
all. I don't know why I'm looking around as if I have anything with me.
For your handbag. Right. Cheers. See you later.
See you later.
Will you fuck off, too?
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
What if one face serum could tackle blackheads, dullness, and fine lines? PowerTrip Exfoliating Facial Serum by Verify Skincare has proven it can. This biotech-powered formula combines gentle exfoliation with deep hydration to transform your skin. No dryness, no irritation. With clinically tested ingredients like lactic acid and phytospheric technology, it's all about real results. Upgrade your routine with PowerTrip by Verify Skincare. Visit verifyskincare.com to start your order today. 100% money-back guarantee and free gifts with purchase. Verify Skincare. Clean. Simple. Powerful.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.